If you only have a 401k, you're not getting the most for retirement.
Wait, what?
Add a Robinhood IRA on top, then they'll boost it by 3%.
You can do that?
And if you transfer in any retirement account, you get 3% on top of that.
Is there a limit to the match?
No limit. Robinhood Gold gets you the biggest contribution match of any IRA on the market. Sign up for Robinhood Gold at Robinhood.com/boost by April 30th. Subscription fees apply.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Match on transfers subject to additional terms and conditions. Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC.
Super Bowl is over. Next time Fox have the Super Bowl, we'll be listening to Tom Brady do it with Kevin Burkhardt. If Kevin Burkhardt is still doing it, I don't know. I wouldn't be completely shocked if Fox made a change there. They went for a little bit of glitz over the substance of Greg Olson, who I think is dynamite at what he does, and we will get to that. As we talked with Chad Finn of the Boston Globe, at Globe Chad Finn, as I trip over my new tongue. He joins us on the Adam Gold Show, covers media. We used to talk to you all the time when Cam Newton was up in Boston. Now, Cam, of course, is doing his YouTube show and creating a stir all the time just with the hats. But before we get to whatever's going to happen with Fox, I'm curious. It was about 2 weeks ago where ESPN and Fox and Warner Brothers Discovery, so Turner, now it, we know it is Turner, but I guess it's not Turner, TNT, TBS, and the like, announced a partnership where they were getting all of their properties together and offering it in a new streaming service. And it's not available yet. But they said that ESPN Plus subscribers would have access to it. So my question is, as an ESPN Plus subscriber, how much more is ESPN Plus likely to cost so I have access to all of that?
Yeah, I don't know if ESPN Plus will actually exist when this is all together, if it's all together. I mean, there's still some hurdles they have to jump through. The NFL's furious that this was put together without running it by them. And so The league has group of high price, extremely high price that you and I can't afford lawyers,
right,
on combing through this contract to try and cause any kind of trouble for it that they can, I think is a fair way to say it. So it's still a lot of uncertainty with this. We don't know the price point, which I think is going to be the most important thing. I mean, up here in New England, 2 years ago, was it that far long ago?
Right.
Nesson launched a separate app for Red Sox and Bruins games. The price point was $30, and people freaked out on it.
Right.
I think when you look at what do you pay, $11.99 for ESPN Plus, something like that?
Probably.
Peacock's $5.99. So it's really going to be dependent on the price points of how appealing this is initially to TV viewers. But they're going to have a ton of, presuming it goes through, they're going to have a ton of live sports on there and definitely going to shake up the game a little bit.
So almost everything, though, that would be available on there, I can get through YouTube TV. So other than the stuff that is on ESPN Plus, because, am I missing? Fox doesn't have a sports streaming service. Fox has Fox and FS1 and FS2. Which it kind of split a lot of the World Cup games. Warner Brothers Discovery, I guess they have Max. That was, and they do some sports programming there. I think some U.S. men's national soccer team, maybe women's national soccer team matches there. But for the most part, the stuff's available over the air. I'm curious why the NFL is bent out of shape over it. Everything that Fox or ESPN has is already available.
Yeah, I mean, a big part of the touting of this is that they have NFL broadcast rights, and the implication is that Fox games will be available on this service. NFL has deals all over the place, too. So if this goes through, how does it affect Hulu, YouTube TV?
Right.
These streaming services that right now are touting that they have live sports is a huge selling point, because live sports are really the separator for a lot of these. You see why Peacock with the playoff game, the Chiefs-Dolphins playoff game, how much of an effect that had on them. John Arian for Puck News, used to be a Sports Business Journal forever, reported that Amazon's getting a playoff game next year. So this stuff's all fracturing and being divided up, and there are just the fallout for viewers is a million different ways for things you have to pay for to be able to watch what you want. So to have all of these united does bring together a lot of broadcast, different broadcast rights from across the leagues. But clearly the NFL's teed off because it wanted to be involved and felt like it was sort of left out in the cold on this.
Shocking that somebody would not include the NFL when it comes to making money. Chad Finn of the Boston Globe is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. I think my favorite thing regarding the streaming of an NFL playoff games exclusively to Peacock, and I don't know if Peacock is losing that game and it's going to Amazon, or we're going to have two different streaming games. Roger Goodell's answer to the question was basically how much money is enough money, because that was what was worded in the question, and Goodell reshaped it to say, you know, we're our fans. We're just trying to go to where our fans are and younger fans. And I'm like, and just put the game on YouTube, because that's where younger fans are. Younger fans aren't necessarily on Peacock. They're on YouTube, or put the game on TikTok.
Yeah, it's absolute nonsense what he's saying. I mean, they really dominate every demographic. And an example, I wrote about this leading up to the Super Bowl, the Taylor Swift effect. there was this perception that she was drawing in a lot more younger female viewers because of, you know, her relationship with Travis Kelce and her superstar, probably an understatement, level of fame.
Right.
It brought the thought was it was really bringing this whole new demographic. But even young girls, you know, ages 12 and into the young woman demographic, 12 to 24, always watch football. It's been in the Nielsen ratings forever. That first week when her relationship with Kelce really became like this cultural thing was that Jets game. And that wasn't even the highest rated game that week among girls, women 12 to 24. It was Dallas, New England, and Dallas won by 35. So they win every demographic, no matter what you think. They dominate it. And when he tells you something is about, Goodell tells you something is serving their fans. It's about the money. Every single time it's about the money.
Yeah, the Taylor Swift, the new demo is the political conspiracy theorists. That's the new demo that the NFL is
capital. I've had that demo forever.
Well, that is probably a very good point. Chad Finn, Boston Globe, is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Is Fox really, I mean, I guess they are, because we know Tom Brady is going to take over as the number one analyst. So what happens to Greg Olson?
Yeah, down to the number two team. That's what it looks like. Brady made it pretty clear he wasn't going to be part of a three-man booth. And at $37.5 million a year, they're probably fine with paying one person there rather than two. I do think Brady's going to be really good. I know he'll probably annoy some people just because he's Tom Brady and they're sick of seeing him, and his team probably beat theirs a lot when he played. But I've been watching this. I'm writing about it today because it comes out this week, the Dynasty, which a 10-part series on the Patriots that starts airing this week. I think it officially comes out Friday. Brady's fantastic in it. He is so candid. He swears as you wouldn't believe how much he swears in it.
Oh, I bet.
Never
I would.
Heard. Yeah, and, you know, Brett Belichick's the same thing. He just gives up nothing. But Brady's really this open book. And if he can be like that in the broadcast booth, I think he's going to be an excellent analyst. And by all accounts, he's putting in a ton of time and has been for a while to be good at it before, you know, he ever turns on the microphone.
I mean, we're sort of Panthers territory here, and Olson, even while he was an active player, was still on bye weeks, was still doing games for Fox. I think Greg is very, very good. I know CBS has thrown a lot of money into Tony Romo, and he has a long contract, but, I mean, personally, I think Olson would be an upgrade. Tony's not quite the same as he was, you know, when he first started doing this.
No, you want to know how to test that too. Go back and watch the AFC Championship game between the Chiefs and Patriots. I think it was his first year, first or second year. He was phenomenal. Just beautiful call of that game. About as good as you could expect from an analyst not named John Madden.
Right.
And he's regressed because everybody in the business that you talk to say he just kind of stopped preparing. And every year, a few guys that he played against are no longer on the field, so he's more and more detached as the years pass here. I think this is year 7 for him. So
yeah.
It's been a little while now. But I thought the other night in the Super Bowl, he was... he got better as the game got better. Like, yeah, the game was boring. He didn't have much to say. You know, he was whistling Adele going into the breaks or singing Adele. But he really broke down some stuff in a really sharp manner later in the game, like talking about Purdy calling a timeout when he shouldn't have because he had the matchups he wanted, things like that. I just think, I don't know, it's preparation and maybe a little bit of boredom because when the game was exciting, he was good at it. He was good at calling it.
Yeah, it was. He was predicting everything that was happening. It was uncanny. Chad Finn of the Boston Globe joining us here. A couple more very quick things, then we'll let you go. I agree. Brady will work hard and be good at it. I always thought that when Brady went to Tampa, and we started seeing more of Brady's personality come through, that he was going to have a post-football career that nobody would have expected. When he was with the Patriots, and maybe it's that Bill didn't want anybody to show personality, but I think Tom's got it. He was the star of at least 2 commercials.
Yeah, no, Tom definitely has it. He stayed in line with that. You know, they get a little fractured there with the Patriots later, 17, 18, and then 19 his last season here. He kind of did some things that Belichick didn't want him to do because he was still super rigid about no special benefits for any players.
Right.
Everybody was the same. And when you have the greatest quarterback of all time who works his tail off and has played, done everything you've asked of him, you'd think there'd be a little leeway there, but there wasn't. And, Brady started showing his real personality a little bit later here and then with the Bucks, and I think people watch this Dynasty doc. I don't know how much appeal it has to people who aren't Patriots fans or maybe a little sick of that team, but if they watch it, it's pretty hard not to come away liking Tom Brady the way he comes across in this.
All right. Are we going to see Bill on TV at all, or is he just going to fade into the background?
I think he does. Nick Saban joining up College Game Day with ESPN. Probably a precursor to Bill doing something. They're so close. Keeps them in the eye and the minds of potential general managers or potential owners who might potentially consider hiring him as a coach. Keeps his name in that cycle. He's not out of sight, out of mind next year. And, I mean, Belichick's got an Emmy already for his contributions to the NFL 100 that NFL Network did a couple of years ago, where he was in the studio with Rich Eisen, Chris Collinsworth. Sometimes Brady was there a little bit and breaking down the top 100 players in NFL history and that all-time team stuff. And he was so good at that he ended up with an Emmy Award. So I think it'd be good. You got to shape it to him, though. You got to let him break down film or go visit
right.
people that interest him or something like that.
Yeah, I think the best thing he did on TV was during the pandemic draft when they cut away and his dog was sitting on the table in front of the laptop. And I just thought, you know what? He's probably trained the dog to do that. Chad Finn of the Boston Globe, at Globe Chad Finn. I love that. I'll never forget that. It was one of my favorite things of that draft. Chad, I appreciate your time, man. Take care.
Thanks, man. That dog drafted Kyle Duggar over Jalen Hurts. So we'll see how he does with his draft boards in the future.
Oh, my gosh. That was a parting shot. That's what we call that. Chad Finn's parting shot. Thank you very much, man. We'll talk again. Wow. It's like that's the door hitting you in the rear end on the way out.
Right. Just dropped it and left.
Ouch.